Mindy here, and before we start the show, I have a quick message for your grown-ups. Grown-ups, first of all, thanks for making Wow in the World and Two What's in a Wow part of your family's day. We're always looking to get a better idea of who's listening and how you're using podcasts. So we're asking you to help us out by taking a few minutes to fill out a short, anonymous survey. You can find the survey at npr.org/podcastsurvey. It takes less than 10 minutes, and it really helps support our shows. That's npr.org/podcastsurvey. Thanks, and now we hope that you will enjoy this new episode of Two What's and a Wow.
Hey, Mindy. Wow, you've got a lot of balloons in here. Does that banner say Happy Retirement Day?
Exactoritos, Guy Raz. I thought we should have a little retirement send-off for our taste buds.
Our taste buds are retiring?
You know it. About every 2 weeks, our taste buds retire and then are completely replaced by new taste buds. So I thought we'd have one last big flavorful meal for our old buds.
Okay, well, let's see what you got over there. Super spicy bowl of Grandma G-Force's salsa. And wait. You put kale in my herbal tea?
Oh, yeah. I really wanted to boost up the bitterness for you.
Okay, and you also have some maple syrup soup.
With extra sour gummy worms as a little garnish.
Wait, what?
Sweet and sour. Here, try it.
No thanks. I just lost my appetite, Mindy. You know, why don't we just start the game show?
Oh, good idea.
All hands on deck.
And get ready for action in 3, 2, 1.
And now, for everyone's second favorite game show after Does This Hat Make Me Look Fancy? It's
Two What's and a Wow! With your hosts, Mindy and Guy Raz!
Two What's
Welcome back. It's time for a delicious round of Two What's and a Wow.
Two What's and a Wow.
The scientific game show that separates the wows from the whats.
Now, before we start today's round, let's review where we left off yesterday.
We gave you 3 scientific statements about full moons and challenged you to guess which one was the one true wow.
Was it A, mosquitoes tend to bite more during a full moon?
Or was it B, on average, people sleep an extra 30 minutes a night when there's a full moon?
Or was it C, certain types of octopuses only lay eggs during a full moon?
And to answer yesterday's question, joining us by phone, it's Kinley from California. Kinley, what's the wow?
Hi, Mindy and Guy Raz. My name is Kinley, and I'm 9.5 years old. I live in Burbank, California. My wow in the world is that mosquitoes bite more during a full moon. Bye, Mindy and Guy Raz. Say hi to Reggie and Dennis for me.
Winner, winner, craters for dinner.
Kinley, that is correct. Contestants, if you guessed the answer A, that mosquitoes tend to bite more during a full moon, you found the winning wow. Congratulations, Kinley.
Not only do mosquitoes tend to bite more during a full moon, but one study found that their activity increased about 500%.
Now, if you picked B or C, well, you weren't too far off. For those who chose B, studies have shown that some people actually tend to get less sleep on nights with a full moon. According to one sleep study, subjects got about 20 minutes less sleep than a normal night.
And if you guessed C, octopuses don't necessarily wait for full moons to lay their eggs. Guy Raz, why don't you tell our winning contestants what they won?
Mindy, all of our winning contestants will be taking home their very own invisible orbiting moon.
We think you're pretty great, so it's about time for something to revolve around you. And that's where your very own personal orbiting moon comes in. This moon will zoom around you all day and all night, never leaving you alone again.
Congratulations to all of our winning wowzers.
We're going to take a quick break so Guy Raz can try the kale tea. But when we get back, it's another round of Two Whats and a Wow!
Two Whats and a Wow will be right back. Grown-ups, this message is for you.
Support for this podcast and the following message for parents come from Clif Kid, makers of Z-Bar, the organic energy bar made for playtime fuel. Many at Clif are parents, too, and Clif Kid salutes all the parents and kids working together to make the best of this time, staying active and using their imaginations while they play. Clif Kid is here for you and with you for every adventure.
Hello, I'm Susan Stamberg, one of NPR's founding mothers. To stay connected, I am reading books with my son and his young girls, virtually. Tune in to Storytime with Zuzu at facebook.com/NPR every Thursday at 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time.
That's it. Now back to the show.
We're back. It's time for today's round of Two Whats and a Wow. Today's category is
taste buds. Mindy, why don't you refresh our contestants on how the game works?
You know it. Wowzers, we are going to present you with three scientific statements about taste buds. But, and this is a big but, only one of those statements will be a true wow. The other two, just a couple of made up whoa!
All right, let's get started. Which of the following statements about taste buds is a true scientific wow?
Is it A, herbivores or plant-eating animals tend to have fewer taste buds than meat-eating animals?
Or is it B, older people often have a stronger sense of taste than younger people?
Or is it C, catfish have taste buds all over their bodies?
One more time. Is it A, herbivores or plant-eating animals tend to have fewer taste buds than meat-eating animals?
Or is it B, older people often have a stronger sense of taste than younger people?
Or is it C, catfish have taste buds all over their bodies?
When you think you have the correct answer, write it down on a sheet of paper and tell the answer to your nearest lollipop.
And be sure to check back tomorrow to see if your wow is the winning wow.
But before we go, we have a little scientific challenge for you. We call it Operation Nose Blind Taste Test.
While our taste buds work really hard to help us experience all the flavors of our favorite foods, a lot of what we taste comes from what we smell.
Which means that when you plug your nose as you eat, your food doesn't quite taste the same.
Wowzers, we challenge you to a nose-blind taste test. First, find some of your favorite foods around the house, and then plug your nose as you taste them.
And after your nose-blind bite, take a second bite without plugging your nose. Can you taste the difference?
Record your findings and don't forget to take photos of your experiment. Grown-ups, you can send those photos or videos to us at tinkercast.com/share.
Be sure to check back tomorrow for the answer to today's game, and we'll play another round of
Two Whats and a Wow is produced by Mindy Thomas and me, Guy Raz.
Anna Zagorski writes the words, and Jason Rabinowitz adds the wows as our audio producer.
Jessica Bodie keeps our facts straight. Jacob Stein rounds out our creative team, and Meredith Halpern-Ranzer powers the wow at Tinkercast.
Special thanks to Jed Anderson and also Anya Grenman and the team at NPR.
Our theme song was written and composed by the Pop-Ups. For more on their three-time Grammy-nominated all-ages music, find them at thepopups.com.
Grown-ups, you can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Wow in the World, and our email address is hello@wowintheworld.com.
And if you're a kid with a big wow to share that could be used on an upcoming episode of Two Whats and a Wow, call us at 1-888-7-WOW-WOW.
Thanks again for listening.
That's all for now. Until next time, keep on wowing!
Two Whats and a Wow is made by Tinkercast and sent to you by NPR.